I've been for this draining of Hobart Lake from day one, and I always said, you can drain this water across my property, no problem, but if there's any damages done, it's got to be corrected. That's been my stance from day one. But they come out with this easement, it's almost like a Nazi program, all-encompassing. It's a general form that encompasses anything that has ever happened, not pertaining to this. And I've been working with them, and it's been coming along very well. Since January 9th, I think, is the first easement. I've gotten four documents now containing these easements. Or seven. We've been working on them. I've got most of the stuff corrected in there. The only holdback stalemate we have now is I've proposed a five-year easement with the option to renew.
To renew every 5 years?
Yes. To renew, it doesn't say once, twice. That could mean 50 years. But the only thing that's holding this up is supposedly that item. And they refuse to identify where this water is going to run through my property. They've done it with Columbia Grain, but they refuse to do it with me. And I've gotten seven of these easements. And I even wrote up one of my own. We've got the federal government involved through FEMA, which is funding about 80% of it. We've got the state, we've got the county, township, all against a property owner that would like to regain a little bit of his rights on his property. And we've got a More Engineering, which is a corporation, all against a property owner. Now, if somebody is charged with anything, they get a public defender. But in my case, there isn't such a thing. That's not in the process. So here you got a little old guy against all these entities. We got the water board, which is paid very slightly, pretty much selling property owners down, taxpayers down the tube on something like this. And I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for a 5 year because they claim this project will last during the drawdown 2 to 3 years. Weather permitting. Okay, another 2 years, which would make up 5 years, would bring this, give them enough time as if this thing is working correctly. During that time, if it's not working properly, at least I've got an option to say, well, let's rethink this thing a little bit. And they can renew it for another 5 years or another 5 years, as long as things are, and that gives a little protection to the property owner.
All the other property owners have signed off.
No,
that's they have not.
No, there's four of us. There's Greg Lewis, there's Josh Johnson, there's the Columbia Grain, which, by the way, is owned by the Japanese. And I've been accused of having sympathy for my neighbors that this should be done, which I want this drained. But here's the analogy I got. They want me to sacrifice my firstborn son. And I say, no, I will not do that. Oh, you're against the project then, right? No, I'm against the terms. Greg Lewis has been fighting this a little bit, and he brought up the proposal, well, why not have a lease for the duration of the project? And another thing, what happens if that pipe isn't, no water goes through, we get into a dry cycle, and no water goes through that pipe in 10, 20 years, do they abolish this thing? They also have threatened me with litigation. And the hair stood up on the back of my neck, and it wasn't from static electricity. So, and I was talking to Heeb the other night, 2 nights ago, and he almost had me convinced to say, what the heck? Nobody seems to care about the future, and the people are signing these contracts and stuff for easements for eternity. We don't know what's down the road. Once the drain down is completed, which would be 2 to 3 years, and that lake level is down, so there's no water running through there. To me, it's a beautiful system. If we get a 6-inch rain, and my property drains about 2 sections of water, and in 6-inch rain, if it comes down quite quickly, we've had roads wash out and damage being done. Now, that water will go through my property within hours. 6-8 hours, it's gone.
Yeah.
Now, if Hobart Lake, 6 inches of rain, will raise 6 inches, right? And let's say the drain off into Hobart is another 2 inches. So that's 8 inches of water going through a 24-inch pipe. It would take approximately a couple months for that water to drain back out, because now it's a holding pond. So in the future, you'd have to have a 6-inch rain, and then a week later a 4-inch rain, and another week later a 2 and a 6, in order to bring that water up maybe a foot, which would only be half of the area that that pipe is holding, which would cause nothing downstream. It's a beautiful system, and it'll work perfectly.